Thank you, Chair. And as this is the first time my delegation is taking the floor in this preparatory committee, we would like to take this opportunity to congratulate you on your election as the chairman of the PrepCom. Mr. Chair, with regard to this issue that's being discussed in terms of review on science and technology, we, as with other delegations, agree that it is something very important. It has been identified throughout the BWC and the various review conferences on the need for there to be a review of S&T, and many states have said that such a review needs to reflect the rapid developments in biotechnology. It needs to be credible. It needs to be something that can meet the needs of all states and the purpose of this convention. For us, we see that to decide and to look forward to working on something that can lead us to a good review process in the next ISP, we have to look at the past and to see the limitations and where things can be improved. And one of the things that we find in the previous intersessional processes was the fact that the meeting of experts, which was intended to be the venue for experts to meet and discuss, was limited by the fact that it had to take in an agenda that had been decided by the review conference prior to that. So we see that as whichever format we collectively decide as to whether it is a limited sort of group, an open-ended group, one of the bigger issues that needed to be overcome at the review conference is this question of decision-making and how decision-making is made. We feel that with the issue of sensing technology, the mandate needs to be given to the next ISP so that whichever format of review of S&T that is taken, that form, that body, or whether open-ended or in the format an advisory council, has a mandate to be able to look at issues as they develop and as they progress, and not limited to decisions that may have been made by a review conference that could have taken place a year, 2 or 3 years prior to that meeting happening. Thank you, Mr.